There's only two reasons I'm here tonight, and one is because I was completely bullied into it by my darling wife. And the other one is that the person who should be standing here has apparently got some sort of explosive diarrhea, and she's far too chicken to get up on stage. I always thought there was adult products that could deal with that, but apparently not for her, or him, or whoever it is. My mother once told me, many times actually, she had six boys. She once told me that it's better to keep quiet, say nothing, people think you're a fool. Open your freaking gob and they know you're a fool, so I'm hoping to goodness that's not quite how it goes tonight. Anyway, I'm going to talk to you about the matron and the oil buyer and the penguin. So, I've worked like Homer for 30 years as a nurse, enrolled nurse, and in my spare time, days off, many years back I used to take fishing charters in a little boat. It was fully surveyed, it was all up to compliance and everything, but it was just little, 17 foot. There was no galley, there was no head, and in nautical parlance means there was no kitchen and no toilet. There was a bucket, and it was called Total Contact Fishing Tours, because you were right there. If it rained, you got wet, and it was windy and hot, and whatever. And one of my clients was the matron of Nelson Hospital. She was also the matron of Murchison Hospital, Ngāwhitū and Braemar, and her name was Betty Ann. And she was, once again, a very formidable person. She was very broad, whatever angle you looked at her from. And she was about 6 foot tall, and she used to cart pigs out of the bush on her back. And she really did. That's not made-up story. So she became a client of mine, and we'd go fishing, and she was a half-decent fisher person. And she used to, of course, because of her position at the very, very top of the ladder, and mine at the very bottom, she thought she was the boss on my boat. Well, that didn't last for very long at all. First day, in fact, I asked her if she'd like to hop off. The fact that we were quite a long way out to sea sort of made her think differently about that. So we got on very finely after that, and in fact we became very close friends and still are. She's a lovely old woman. Mostly. And on this particular charter, we had another person on the boat. He was a Jewish oil buyer. I didn't know people did that for a living. However, this fellow, he was the polar opposite to Betty Ann, who was 6 foot tall and, like, you know, quite a big woman. He was a little wee fella, and he was quite dark-skinned, not olive-skinned, I should say, and he was Jewish, had a little pointy beard and round glasses, archetypal. Anyway, I used to take people in my car. We'd drive, tow the boats, there's only little, and we'd go into the Sounds and catch fish. And this particular day, we're going into Squally Cove, which is at Okiwi Bay. And coming down the hill, I'll just digress for a moment there. The oil buyer guy, he didn't just buy barrels of oil. He bought freaking super container ships full of oil. So he bought the whole deal, the big ships that are full of oil, whatever you call them. Big oil tankers, that's right. So he'd buy them full. So it wasn't a small deal. In fact, I think I would imagine in a year he would have probably exceeded our GDP and the money that he turned over. And he was a lovely, lovely man, very polite and pleasant. But he didn't know much about the sea, despite the fact that he bought super tankers full of oil. And we were going down the road, and just coming down the hill into Okiwi Bay, and there was this penguin walking along the road, you know. It was a little blue penguin, cute as pie they are. And Betty Ann said to me, you better stop and let this fellow have a look at a penguin. So, oh, yeah, all right. So I stopped. It was dark, I have to say. It was about 5 o'clock in the morning. And this wee fellow was trudging down the road. So I hopped out and ran about 6 metres and picked it up. And I don't know if you've ever seen or heard of a movie called, what's it called? Gremlins, where you've got this cutest pie, darling little fluffy thing, and you add water or something like that to it, and it turns into a horrific monster. Well, I picked this darling little thing up and it let out this god-awful squawk and nearly shit myself. And it did shit itself. It just squirted all over me. And they're a very small penguin. They're probably one of the smallest penguins in the world. And its capacity for poo just blew me away. So it shit all over me. And then it started with its little... See, they've got teeth that hold fish. So they've got these bloody little pointy things and they've got a little notch in the bottom of their bottom beak which goes together. And this thing started biting me really, really hard, making this god-awful noise. And on the bottom of its lovely little paddly feet, there's freaking great big claws as well. So it was scratching the shit out of me while biting me and shitting on me. So I sort of walked back, dripping blood, and I thought, no, this isn't worth it. So I put it on the ground, and it just sort of wandered off and looked around and made this little, quite sort of nice little noise. It sort of went, burr, and off it went down the road, and I returned to the car and eventually stopped the bleeding because I had all the bandages and stuff that you do on a boat, and we went fishing. And that's my story.